Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Tip drill. That is the thing. Final segment before we hand it over to Harrison Arns and the Ticket Weeknights crew. Powered Speed, Nori and Megan, will take you through first track meet, home track meet. They had a classic invitational, nice deal. Some pretty impressive numbers and some personal bests happening, so that's good. Of course, saw Nori last night at the team dinner, and it was good to run into him and to see what was going on as well. But you know, we'll allow them to talk about that tonight. Jay, trying to make sense of it. So from the text line, it was brought up, and then it led to several other things. Says that Tater asked, what are your thoughts on Garcia Castaneda and Betts coming back?
Right.
Austin, do we know for sure what were the terms of separation? So did Betts leave? Was he removed? What?
Betts was eventually dismissed because all we heard from Scott Frost before was he's just not with the team.
Not with the team.
Turns out ultimately dismissed.
Okay. And then Garcia Castaneda, did he enter the portal? Did he leave the program? Did he leave the team? Did he leave school?
That one I'm still digging on because there was that little kerfuffle with his dad.
Yeah.
His dad was active on Twitter. So Garcia Castaneda, all he did was post that he was in the portal.
How is that?
That's
still
all we
happening?
Heard from
How is it still happening? Folks just don't understand. Parents don't understand. They just don't understand.
Yeah.
Will Smith, look, the Fresh Prince was telling people. Parents just don't understand. Sometimes
well,
you put
well, he's back now, right? Or both of them are back.
Well, so what happens? Let's say you're a returning linebacker on the team. You're a leader on the team, and these guys come back. They're not where they were when they left. Like, they have to start over and re-earn their space, right?
Was it asking about the equipment manager?
Do you like the equipment manager?
Yeah, why? Well, I mean,
I don't know.
What would you ask that?
Maybe he wants to know. Maybe he is the equipment manager.
Yeah, I like him.
You know? Which is another thing I didn't want to ask, because they were talking today about players in the NFL having to pay for helmets, jerseys, et cetera.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Question. When you left Nebraska, did you get a helmet?
Yeah.
You got a helmet and a jersey.
Uh-huh. That's it.
That's it. Okay. I'm always – like, I would think that – like I forget who I was talking to, but we were talking about the collection of jerseys that must exist at Memorial Stadium. Like,
yeah,
there's a Fort Knox of jerseys. Like former Husker jersey sitting at Memorial Stadium somewhere, like in a box or in a vault, or maybe it's in a like it's actually in Fort Knox. We're trying to figure that out. How would you look? So what happens as your team leader and Betts and Garcia Castaneda come back? What's that like for you? Is it uncomfortable?
Maybe for the first day or two, but ultimately they got to probably earn their spot back, and they got to be willing to do that as well. You know, whether I would agree with it or not, you know, that doesn't matter because that's the that's the coach's decision. You know what I'm saying? So,
but don't you think that the coaches talk to the returning players about these two before you make the decision to let them come back in? I know I would ask some questions like, well, wait a minute, what?
You're going to figure out. Yeah, you're going to ask some questions, but I think these guys right here are built. These guys are built different. Kids in general are built different. They don't look down upon that as much as, say, like on our team. it wouldn't have been allowed on our team. Now, and these guys, you know, I think they're okay with it because maybe they feel – maybe they've understood, right? And maybe, you know – you know, say something like Xavier. Xavier wanted to get some, go and get some stuff taken care of. You got to respect that, right? Or, you know, I don't know.
Especially if he was proactive in it,
right? Proactive in it. I know Mickey didn't want him to be gone. I know that Mickey wanted him to come back, but just whatever for whatever reason, these guys are more open to it. But at the end of the day, you are working from a different type of work schedule or accountability. Because now you gotta show me that you really, because I gotta depend on you. So you're gonna have to work extra hard to do that. And now-
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Wanna save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's what you have to be willing to do, not only for your team and your teammates, but for yourself. You should be okay with it. You should, you know what I'm saying? If that's the case. And so both of them have different stories or, you know, different situations. They've decided to come back. Coach Rule has obviously welcomed them back. You know, Xavier, I don't think is ever about talent. Best was never about talent. It's probably opportunity and understanding him, X, Y, and Z. He's getting an opportunity. I'm sure there's going to be checkpoints that he's going to have to make. He's got a long way to go academically, I'm sure, to kind of get back into it. When you have, and I don't know if he's been taking classes somewhere else. I don't know any of that. But if he hasn't for over a year, just getting into the mode of getting up every day, going to class, and being responsible and accountable to getting yourself there is a lot different than just, all right, I'll get there when I get there. So, look, man, you know, like I said, things are different. So, on one hand, if you're wanting a coach to – I'm a firm believer everybody should get a second chance, right, if they're on the team. You know, if you get in trouble, I'm not a big, you know – pitchfork type of guy where he should never coach again, he should never play again.
Now, one and done depends on what
now,
the thing
yeah, within reason. I mean, let's be honest. Okay, yeah. If you're like the knucklehead down in Alabama, I understand it. We're talking about here. So, look, he needs players. He's not, you know, he's looking for talent. I mean, they got a 4-star. I just seen they tweeted out a picture. They got him. The talent isn't a problem. Now, this is your opportunity, dude. And now, whether Betts reached out to him, the phone was picked up, reciprocated relationship there. He gave you a chance. Now you got to prove yourself. So, like I said, 94 to 98 most likely wouldn't have been welcome back. Now he's welcome back. You know, now that both of them have to prove themselves, along with compete with the depth of competition there, spring ball, winter conditioning, all this, how you are off the field, how you are as a teammate, how you're in the classroom, how you work, all this stuff matters.
How are you handling the thing that caused you to leave in the first place?
Sure, but all this stuff is on – there is no leg up. Maybe Washington, but there's nothing else that other leg, nobody else has a leg up.
It's a great point made on this. Everyone starts over with a new coach. So,
yeah.
Literally, the entire roster
you're
has
4-8.
Shaken.
Ain't nobody, there's nobody out there that's cemented in All-American status on this roster. You have some guys that you can assume and hope that win some spots, but if you go out there and lay an egg, you're going to be, you know, coach player, and so watching just like everybody else.
The Texas says this: when I worked at the training table, we would always go out and dumpster dive after they cleaned out the locker rooms because there would be tons of jerseys and shirts in the trash. Like,
see, these guys get all this stuff. We barely was getting socks.
Yeah, they get full. Each player has a budget for what they get. I know that even in Texas for the high school, scary enough, I believe each player got like $1,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah, they ain't getting
at Texas.
Didn't get any of that. They was stingy back then. We first of all, I wanted to go back. T.O., where you at, player? I need to get my cash, you know, from my envelopes. I need some jerseys, man.
And then he would have ended the conversation. All right, Jay, let us know. Who you got tonight? Bucks, boys, who you got?
I'm going to pick, reluctantly, the Cowboys. I just think they're the most talented team, and they'll find a way to get out of their own way. But I hate saying it. But you asked me who I think.
Austin, who you got tonight? Who you got?
I trust Brady a little more. Dallas is more talented, but being at home, I think it's pretty similar to the last 4-5 game we saw, Chargers-Jags.
Yeah, I hope it's a good one. Two, I hope Tampa wins. And third and final, I hope the Cowboys lose bad.
Yeah, I mean, I hope Tampa wins, and if Tampa wins, I hope Dallas does what the Chargers, and Dallas.
Like, you want them to get close, play well, have a chance to win, and then fail miserably.
Dallas will come in there with like 16 penalties, yeah, 4 turnovers, and then talking about, well, if we would at least got one more call, we'd have made the Super Bowl.
Get out to a big lead, and then have a Dez Bryant
meltdown.
I didn't catch it.
Oh, but I did. That's the only time I've ever felt bad for Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, because I still, to this day, think that's a catch.
Well, so did Dez.
And a touchdown.
So did Dez.
the league does. It was just a year too late. It's kind of like Calvin Johnson. Aww. Just a year too late. Aww. But it's a catch now, but not then.
Oh, Dez. I feel bad for you, but not really. All right, don't go anywhere. Speed Power coming up next here, 93.7 The Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big.